infection control. The potential for disease transmission between the patient and the first aider is a very small one, but not one to be ignored. Good infection control procedures should be practiced to ensure the possibility of disease transmission is minimized. Examples of good infection control procedures are: wear gloves. Improvising gloves is not particularly difficult. A hand inside a plastic bag is an improvised glove. Wash hands before the incident and after the incident as soon as possible. Use a CPR mask to perform rescue breathing if you have one. Change gloves before changing patients to minimize the risk of cross-infection. Use clean and sterile bandages and equipment that is well within its expiry date. Use antibacterial agents like chlorhexidine and betadine where appropriate.